Good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening.
Good morning, Rabbi Goldstein.
This will be our final class from Boston.
From Boston.
Whoa. You're all invited to join me in Boreham Wood.
What time?
I don't know. Yeah. There'll be a time difference, though. Okay, for our final mitzvah that we're going to learn about is going to be the mitzvah of Nekama and Natura. That we learn about right now in Boston is the mitzvahs of Nekama and Natura, which are translated as Nekama means taking revenge, and Natura is bearing a grudge. Okay, so
bearing, what is
bearing? A grudge.
What's not a grudge?
To bear a grudge, how do you translate? How do you define?
Anger in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a little bit different than
and resentment.
Yeah, holding resentment towards someone. And we'll see what the source of that resentment is.
Didn't we use a different word for grudge?
A grudge is when you feel like somebody has done something wrong to you and you don't let go of it.
You remember it, then you don't
really forgive them.
Yeah. So the truth is that hate. Yeah, we learned about loisisna, we learned about hatred, yeah, bearing a grudge, taking revenge. These are very, very difficult things, very difficult feelings to let go of. It's very difficult almost unavoidable, because we are very sensitive to, you know, insults, and we're sensitive to our pride, and our emotions are very sensitive. So the sort of natural result, and the sort of we naturally resort to taking revenge. That's a very natural thing that we want to get back, you know. But it's the principle, right? It's the principle, right? Which is, you know, comes from a place of ego, comes from a place of pride and arrogance. But that is a very, very natural feeling. So much so that the Mesillas Yesharim says that taking revenge is masak midvash, sweeter than honey. The feeling that feeling of putting the balance of pulling the balance right, you know, getting it straight, straighten things up, is sweeter than honey. Albeit that it's wrong. I don't know if I mentioned recently in one of the other classes, but in the Shemoneh Esrei, there is one bracha that we speak about, Yogin Ve'anocha. Did I mention this? Once I didn't mention this.
No.
I heard this fairly recently from my rabbi, one of my rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Brazil, Rabbi Avigdor Brazil, not Rabbi Shmuel Brazil. Rabbi Shmuel Brazil from Regesh, the old Regesh music.
It was a young Israelite, Rabbi Brazil.
Yeah. So this is his. This exactly. So that was his great uncle, I think, something like that, or his uncle. Okay. So it's the same family. The two Brazils are actually related. Okay. They're first cousins.
Okay.
My wife's family. My father's first cousin. My father-in-law's first cousin was Rabbi Brazil as well. So my Rabbi Brazil says that. The points out there's only one bracha where we speak about Yogin Ve'anocha in the Shemoneh Esrei. Yogin Ve'anocha, which means groaning and sorrow and heart-rending tears, like the pain, extreme pain and bitterness. What's the bracha? Refa'enu? It's not by refuah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not by sick. I mean, it's painful. It's hard. You know, if anyone has gone through an illness, you know someone that's, you know, sick. It's very, you know, geula. Yeah, we're in galus. The galus that we're experiencing, it's painful. It's hard. Yeah, it doesn't. Borei chaleinu, paranasa. Yeah, Not there. Where is it? Hashiva Shoftenu.
Hashiva
Shoftenu. Yeah, bring us back to justice. Yeah, the bracha where we mention, where we speak about justice, where we're davening for the Beis Din, we're davening for justice to be returned to the world. Yeah, because there's nothing we see from here, according to Reb Brazil, that there's nothing more painful and more uncomfortable for us than injustice. Mm-hmm. When one experiences an injustice, it's an unbalance. It sets the balance of the world off. Yeah, it's extremely painful.
Justice means just inside Jewish people, injustice around the world.
Everything, but we're talking specifically now about personally. Personally, if someone mistreated you, someone was disrespectful you, that's not, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Personal.
It's not just. It's not just. It's painful. It's so painful. And in a way, it can be even more painful and even more groaning and sorrow from that than from, you know, a lot of the other hardships that we go through in life, Rahman al-Islam. You know, so much so that this lack of justice takes people, you know, causes people to come to all, you know, to give up their whole lives to try to settle that justice, you know, taking that person to Beis Din and getting, you know, that Yerusha, that inheritance. You know, it's all coming from this place, right? As we've mentioned, I'm sure we have definitely mentioned that everyone goes to court, they think they're right, yeah, and the other person is wrong. So I'm just trying to settle that. You know, settle that balance. Mm-hmm. So, the word is, it's principles, right? It's principles, and principles is where it's come from. It's the principle of it. Yeah, that's very, very, very difficult to let go of.
Yeah.
Very difficult to let go of.
Yeah.
Very difficult, especially when the principle is money.
Yeah.
If that is the principle itself is money, then it's very difficult to let go. If the principle is not money, yeah, it's a little bit easier to let go. But either way,
good morning.
Either way, it's kedai. It's much better to let go. It's much more comfortable letting go. Much easier to let go than it is not to. Yeah, Mr. Steinberg, you have a story for us.
They of course I have a story. They tell a story that someone says, it's not the money, it's the principle.
Yeah, yeah.
When in reality, no, it's the money.
It's the money. But the problem is, the principle is the money. That's the thing. The principle is the money. And that's why. So in the past, I had a case where for me, there was something. Well, some time ago. There was a dispute, a monetary dispute that I had with someone, and it was obviously I was right and this guy was right and everyone thought they were right, but when it came to my principle, right, where I was, the reason why I felt I was right, it was not necessarily the money. It was something else. It was another factor. An aspect of it would be that the money would come to me, but it wasn't necessarily, the principle for me was not the money. When I was able to overcome that and say, "Well, actually, my principle is not the money," whereas this other guy, his principle is the money. He's going to the grave with this, because the principle being the money, you can't split the two. It's so difficult to split the two. He's going to the grave with this. I don't need to do this because for me the principle is not the money. So I can overcome. I'm able to overcome that and to let go, and you know, be b'shalim. You know, be shalom, shlemus, complete, and not feel this lacking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it's coming from, it's so negative. It comes from the ego. That's where it's all coming from. This principle. But it's wrong. We are very, very sensitive to these things, and that misjustice, that miscarriage of justice, yeah, that unbalance, setting off of the scale is a very, very comfortable thing, uncomfortable thing, so much so that in the Shemoneh Esrei, that's the bracha that it says, Yogain Va'anocha. That is the feeling that is Yogain Va'anocha, groaning. It's so wrong. It's so painful, but it's so wrong. It's hard. It's very, very hard. I'm sure all of us have gone through that experience and felt that, but it's so wrong. And that's... that's something we're all familiar with. Anyway, as usual, of course, Baruch Hashem, we have the Torah, and the Torah gives us the guiding light, the guidelines of how to rise above our animal base inclinations of ego, of survival, of me, and to be like, to rise above and to be higher and above that, not above that because I'm above that, I'm above you, because that's wrong. That is nekama natira. That is bearing a grudge and taking revenge. That's a part of that hell we'll see. But rising above it because I can let go. I'm able to let go of that. Okay, so we will see some guidelines of this. Now, in the Torah, it says, "Loisis es achicha b'levavecha," which we saw a couple of mitzvahs ago. You should not hate your brother in your heart. Toichech, toichech es emisecha. You should surely give him rebuke. "V'loisis alav chet." Don't bear on account of him any sin. The next pasuk reads, "Loisikaim v'loisitor." Do not take revenge and do not bear a grudge. Es b'nei amecha, the children of your people. V'ahavta l'recha kamecha ani Hashem. You should love your friend like yourself. I am Hashem. Okay, and the Ramban, Rashi explains. The Ramban explains the juxtaposition of the psukim together, right? Lo sisna es achicha b'levavecha. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rather, you should rebuke him. Right, to get the feelings out, as we explained, that's how the Ramban understands it, that it's to get the feelings out of your heart. V'achareichein, and after this, the Ramban says, Yazhir shaloi yinoke mimenu. The Torah warns us and prohibits us and tells us that we should not take revenge, v'loi sitar b'levavecha, masha asalecha, and do not bear the grudge in that heart, in your heart, what he did to you. Ki yitochein shaloi yisna oisai. Because it's possible you might not hate him. You might not have a hatred in your heart. I'm fine. I'm done with that. I don't hate you. However, aval yizachar achet b'libay. But you'll still remember the wrongdoing. I'm over it. I don't hate you. I don't have any hard feelings towards you. But I still remember that thing that you did wrong. Olafichach. Therefore, yazhirenu sheyimche pesha echo achiv v'chatosei milibay. Therefore, the Torah tells us that we should erase the wrongdoing that this person did to you and his sin from your heart. V'achreichein yitzav sheyehav lo kamehu. And after that, the pasuk concludes, v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. You should love him like yourself. Okay, so according to the Ramban, this is all a continuation. The whole thing is a continuation. Do not harbor this hatred in your heart. Rather, come out with it. Rebuke him. Bring it out in the open. Don't bear a sin for hiding this hatred in your heart. Come out with it. Get closure on it. Move on. But even then, it's not good enough just to move on from that hatred, because you're still going to have that revenge. You're going to feel that grudge in your heart, that heaviness when you remember what you did wrong. There, the Torah says, wipe it away, erase it, get rid of it, completely move on. Then you'll be able to come to a level of v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. Okay, and this is the ultimate madrega, the ultimate level that we have to strive towards, which is we have to reicha kumecha from everyone. So this is the process that the Torah tells us from taking these ill feelings. It's very, very, someone did you wrong, and taking that and step by step completely turning it around to ahava, to pure love. Yeah. Okay. Rashi explains what is nekama and what is netira. Omar loy, if a person said to you, Hashileni maglecha. Yep, lend me your sickle. Okay. Omar loy, love, he said to him. No, sorry. Lamacha, the next day, Omar loy, the other guy comes back to the first guy and says, Hashileni kardomcha, lend me your shovel. Omar loy, he said back to him, Eini mashilcha, I'm not going to lend it to you. Kederach shaloy shaltani. Because you didn't lend me your sickle. Zuhi Nakima. This is revenge. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is taking revenge.
Sweet.
It's very sweet. Right? There's a principle. Yeah, it's very sweet. Right? And it makes so much sense. Of course. Why would I give it to you? You didn't give it to me. That's revenge. That's taking revenge. This is a mitzvah's assay. This is a Torah prohibition. And what is netira? What is bearing a grudge? Omar loy, if he said to him, Hashileni kadomcha, lend me your shovel. Omar loy, love. He said, no. Lemachar, the next day, Omar loy, Hashileni megalcha. He said to the other guy, lend me your sickle. Omar loy, halacha. Oh, here you go. Here's my sickle. Ve'eni kemoscha, I'm not like you. Shalei Shaltani, you didn't lend me. I'm going to lend you. Here you go. That's bearing a grudge.
Even
Zuhi Natira.
Even though you're still giving it to him.
You're giving it to him, but you're bearing
a
grudge.
You're giving it to him in more ways than one.
Right. You're giving it to him. Shanoiter ha'eva belibai. That the word Natira comes from the word, it's actually an Aramaic word, Shemira. Shmira means to guard,
right?
Lintor, naturi karta. That means the people who guard the place. Now they're guarding the town, guarding Yerushalayim. That's naturi karta. So that's netira. Netira means shenoiter ha'eva belibay. You are harboring, you're guarding, you're safeguarding these ill feelings in your heart. Afal pi she'eino noikim. Even though you're not actually taking the revenge. Taking the revenge would be, no, I'm not giving it, right? Doing something to him. This is, you're harboring it, you're keeping it in your heart. Okay.
But this revenge is not allowed by Torah?
Both of these are absolutely prohibited. Both of these are mitzvahs loisase. They are negative commandments in the Torah. Just like you're not allowed to bow down to idols, and you're not allowed to break Shabbos, and you're not allowed to eat chazer, and you're not allowed to murder, and you're not allowed to steal, and you're not allowed to commit adultery. You're not allowed to take revenge.
Somebody says this is not revenge, but kind of take lessons for somebody who is kind of teaching him. Why?
This is a mitzvah sase. This is a mitzvah of the Torah.
Well, sometimes you have...
The Rambam includes it in his list of the 613 mitzvahs. This is not a good character trait. Or a negative character trait. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa.
sometimes the Torah refers to goyel hadam, which causes. I can't think of the word. Not just enmity between families, and this can go on for generations.
Not for generations. Only until the death of the Kohen Gadol.
No, I mean, but I know that. Well. What I'm saying is someone kills someone, and someone from the other family.
So here we see a mitzvah of revenge, so to speak.
No, but this is.
I don't think that's what he's asking. I mean, that's what I was thinking. An interesting point. Yeah. Yeah. Ki yecham levavi. His heart, blood is boiling. Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting. I mean, if that is what you're asking,
yeah,
right. That is an area where, as it were, revenge is permitted.
But
yeah, what's the message? What's the lesson? The lesson is that's where it's permitted. But every single other case under the sun is not permitted. Mm-hmm. No matter what the situation is, however. Boiling, however, whichever level of boiling point your blood is getting to, you're not allowed to take revenge. The only case where you're allowed to take revenge is the Goel Adam.
How do we know it's permitted? How do we know that Goel Adam is permitted to do it?
The Goel Adam is not obligated to do it, but he's permitted to do it.
How do we know if he's permitted to do it? Maybe it's just a recognition that it's a
recognition that he's allowed,
and protections are going to be.
But if he
we know
the halacha is that he's permitted to do it.
If the goyel he's not
chayev. If the goyel adam was successful and he was warned by two witnesses not to think, I believe that he's not chayev. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it would be that the answer to the question would be only the case of the Goel Adam is where revenge is permitted. And by this way, we saw a very similar concept like that in the parasha, this week's parasha, Kiseitse, that of the Eisha Sifas Toyar, yeah, of the lady of beautiful form. But in battle. Right, you're allowed to take allowed to take ladies captive, and if you want to marry a lady who otherwise would be prohibited to marry, in this situation of milchama, in this situation of war, the Torah allows you to go ahead and marry. There's a process, right? First, you've got to have her disgrace herself, sitting outside your house with shorn hair and chopped off nails, mourning her father for 30 days, okay? And then, and only then, are you allowed to go and do it. Someone, by the way, use this. What's the principle? The principle is Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. The Torah understood that a person has a Yetzer Hara. The Torah was speaking to the Yetzer Hara. Understands that we have a Yetzer Hara, and in some scenarios, in some situations, the Torah allows for us to recognize that that's too much, right? I'll say the Musa that comes out of that in a minute. But someone used this as an example to say for why he allowed himself to do things that he should not have been doing, smoking drugs, taking drugs, whatever it was. And that was, that was the thing that he allowed himself to do based on this principle, because Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, I've got a Yetzer Hara. the situation nowadays, Bizman Hazer, today is like Milchama, when it comes to drugs, and everyone is doing it, and it's so hard to overcome it. So he permitted himself to smoke drugs based on this principle of the Eisha Sifas Toyar of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. Yeah. A friend of mine commented to him and said, if it's true that you're basing it on the Eisha Sifas Toyar, you should have outside your door for 30 days junkies, druggies, addicts. And see all these people outside front your front door, and see them dying and dropping dead in front of your front door, yeah, before you allow yourself to smoke drugs based on the principle of Ishvastaya.
That's a pretty strong argument.
Yeah.
It's a very strong argument. Okay, but what's the musa? What's the musa? The message and the lesson from this is that even in a case of milchama, even in a case of war, this is what's allowed. This is what's allowed. This and only this. There's only one specific case, meaning that the Torah understands that the challenge in that area is too great. Yeah, milchama, war, testosterone, all of that. You're away from family. It's too hard. The Torah recognizes that test is too hard to overcome. If you are challenged, you're put to the challenge of that specific test, that's too much to overcome. The Torah Hashem says, I'll give that one to you. You're okay. The inference being that every single other test in every scenario, every other situation, every other mitzvah in the Torah is not too hard for you. Only that very, very specific one. Yeah, so I think this is a similar idea over here. The Goyel Adam, Nekama, this revenge, that's too much. But every other case, everything else, someone said something wrong, someone did this principle of money, it's this, it's that. No, you have to let go.
I want to say this famous eye for eye. It's a Luxus revenge.
No, that's not the revenge. That's not revenge. That's punishment. That's punishment restitution. Yeah, restitution in the Beis Din, in court. Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm getting back at you.
Right.
This is a...
But what is different between revenge and punishment?
Firstly, who is meting out the punishment?
But is this case?
That's Beis Din. And by the way, an eye for an eye, is a knas, it's a fine.
Yeah, it's the monetary
fine.
Value.
It's not even a punishment per se. It's a fine. Yeah. You are being fined when you go ahead and do this. We have to fine you back the value. Right? It's a knas.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen like an insurance policy where they say, you know, if you lose, you know, like a workers' comp form or something like that, you lose one arm, you get compensated. This, you get. It's basically that.
Yeah, it's the monetary value.
Monetary value.
Which the Vilna Gaon says the most amazing. You saw the Vilna Gaon in this?
I don't think.
Ayin tachas ayin, right? It says ayin tachas ayin, an eye in place of an eye. Tachas means underneath, like in place of an eye. The Vilna Gaon says ayin tachas ayin, an eye underneath an eye. He says, what's the letters in the aleph base which are underneath the word ayin? So the letter before, right, underneath an ayin is samach. Yeah, the letter tachas underneath a yud is
test.
One second.
Test. Are we saying before or after? Tachas would be after, wouldn't it?
Right. One second.
So pay
Samach. Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Sorry, it's the so it's the one after. Here we go.
Okay.
So ayin tachas ayin. So the letter after, right, underneath an ayin is a pay. The letter after a yud is a chaf, and after a nun is a samach. Okay. These are the letters of which spells out change the letters around kesef. Yeah, ayin tachas ayin means kesef, means money. Yeah, that's the Vilna Gaon. So, a remez, a hint to the fact that the Torah did not mean that you have to gouge someone's eye out in place of them gouging your eye out. Okay. Okay, we're good to go on?
Mm-hmm.
Arkady's here all day, he told me.
Yeah,
don't worry. Yeah, hanoike mechaveri. The one who takes revenge from his friend, Oiver Beloy Sasi, he transgresses a negative commandment, Shene'emar Loisikim, The pasuk says, "Loisikim, do not take revenge." Va'afalpi she'eino loike, even though he does not get lashes for this negative commandment. Why? Because the principle is that every love, unless every negative commandment, unless it get is specified the specific punishment for it, either be it the death penalty, be it kares, right, spiritual excision. Yeah, unless it specifies a specific punishment, every love gets malchus, gets lashes. Okay. However, if the love does not have a maisa, does not have an action, a love she'ein boi maisa, a negative commandment, transgression of a negative commandment which does not have an action, then that does not get malchus. That doesn't get lashes. Okay, so all of the negative commandments that do not include actions, they don't get malchus, even though they should, because a love gets malchus. Mm-hmm. But because it doesn't have an action, there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing actionable. There's nothing punishable for a lack of an action. Okay.
Even though there are feelings involved.
Even though there are feelings. Loisachmoid. Yeah. There's yeah. Loisachmoid. Yeah. Coveting, yeah, you're not allowed to covet, so that doesn't have a punishment, doesn't have malchus. Okay, says the Rambam. Even though afapisha eino loika alav, even though you do not get lashes of it on it, deo rahi ad ma'oid is a very, very, very bad midah. So much so the Torah said you are not allowed to do it. A negative commandment, ella, right? And if there would be an action in it, then you would get malchus for it. You'd get Torah ordained lashes for it. Okay, it just happens to be there's no action in it, but it's a very, you see from the fact that Torah prohibited it, it's a terrible, terrible thing. Ella, rather, roi loy la'adam lihiyais, ma'vir al midaisav, al kol divrei ha'olam. Rather, it is appropriate for a person to forego all of his natural negative character traits about everything in the world. Why? Shehakol etzalam avinim divrei hevel v'havai. Because at the end of the day, for those that understand what the world's really about and what life is really about, it's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. It's hevel and havai. It's a waste of time. It's nothing. What does it matter, these principles? Yeah, what does it matter? It's a waste of time. Nonsense and futility. And it's not worth taking ve'einan kedai linkoim aleihem, and it's not worth it to take revenge about these things. Okay, ketzad hi anekima? How is nekima? How is this revenge? Om aloi chaveiro. Yeah, and he goes through the case. If he said, "Give me your shovel," I don't have it. Right, and then the next day he says, "Give me your sickle." He says, "I'm not going to give it to you because you didn't give me yesterday." Yeah, that is nekama. Harizen noikim. Ella, rather, kasheyovei loy lishol, when a person comes to you to lend you the next to borrow the next day, yitain b'leiv shalim. You should give it to him with a full heart, with a complete heart. V'lo yigmoy loy kasher gamli, and you should not do to him as he did to you. V'chein kol kiyotze b'elim. And similarly with every other case. V'chein. And similarly, kol ha'noiter le'echad mi'Yisrael. Anyone who bears a grudge to any other Jewish person, oiver b'loi sase, transgresses a negative commandment. Shema lo yisitoi le'esbnei amecha. Do not bear a grudge against the children of your people. And he goes through again the case. Ketzad natira. How is this natira? How is this bearing a grudge? Ruvain said to Shimon. He gives a different case. Hizchili bayis zeh. Lend me, rent to me this house. Oy hashilein ishor zeh. Or lend me your ox. V'loi rotza Shimon. Shimon didn't want it. Le'yamim, then a few days later, Bo Shimon le'Ruvain, Shimon came back to Ruvain, Lish'ol memenu, oy lischoy memenu, to lend, borrow from him, or to rent from him, v'omeloi Ruvain, and then Ruvain said to him, Ha'lecha, here you go, Ha'lecha, here it is, Hareini mashilcha, I'm going to lend it to you, ve'eini k'maischa, I'm not like you. Lo yishalim l'cha k'masecha. I'm not going to pay you like you did to me. A person who did this transgresses a negative commandment in the Torah. Ella, rather, yimcha hadaba milibay v'lo yatirenu. You should erase it from your heart and do not bear any, do not guard, hold on to these ill feelings. Shekol zman shehu noiter es hadaba v'zoichre shema yavoy linkoim. Because, and the Rambam explains, that what is the source of this, the mitzvah of netira, the mitzvah of bearing a grudge, because the whole time that you are holding on to this grudge, perhaps, and you're remembering it, perhaps you will come to take revenge. Okay, so the netira, according to the Rambam, seems to be like it's a fence, a gezeira, a fence keeping you back from nekama. Nekama is the real, that's the real problem, is actually taking that revenge. But the netira is what's going to lead you on to nekama. As long as you're holding on to these ill feelings, you eventually will come to nekama. Lefikach, therefore, hikpida Torah ala netira, achi yimcheo ovim beliba yivalo yizachar neklal. Therefore, the Torah was makpid, was very particular that a person should not harbor these ill feelings and to wipe it out and don't remember it. And this is the correct attitude that a person, and value that a person should have, which will contribute towards the settling of civilization, of society working together. Yishuv haaretz umasam umasnam shel bnei adam zeh im zeh, and dealings and business and workings with people, interacting with each other. This is the appropriate way for that to function. Okay, now the Sefer HaChinuch is going to go through and explain the shoyrash, the tam, the taste of this mitzvah, what this mitzvah is about. Why do we have such a mitzvah? And he says, Mishorash HaMitzvah, the root of this mitzvah is Sheyeda HaOdom. Okay, by the way, the Rambam already explained a little bit. The Rambam gave a bit of a tam, a bit of a taste of that mitzvah. Now, the time being that it's for society to function properly. Right? We saw this also by judging favorably. We saw that was part of the reason. If everyone is suspecting each other and suspicious, this one did something wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, everything is wrong, because you're judging everything that everyone does badly, that's not a functioning society. The Rambam explains that's similar to this mitzvah over here as well. Yeah, how can society function when we're again just harboring these ill feelings and hate, and this one's trying to get one up on that one, and they're trying to get another one up on this, because it's all you did it to me and I did that, and this is the principle and this is right and that's just, and that's the Sefer HaChinuch gives a little bit of a different angle over here as to the reason for the mitzvah. Mishorshei HaMitzvah, the root of this mitzvah is Sheyeda HaOdom, that a person should know, v'yitein el libay, and he should place on his heart, ki kol asher yikro mitoiv ad ra, that everything that happens to him, whether good or bad, husiba shetovei olav me'es Hashem Baruch Hu, that is caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens to a person, the cause of that, the siba, the cause of that, is from Hashem. Umiyad ha'odam, miyad ish achiv, lo yeh dava, bilti rotzen Hashem baruch hu. And the hands of a person, the hands of people, the hands of your brother, nothing happens. Right? No one can carry anything out, negative or positive, to you, unless it was the rotzen Hashem. Al Kain, therefore, kishayitzarehu, when a person pains you, or yachiveu, or he causes you distress, Adam, if a person causes you distress, yeda benafshoi, he should know in his soul, ki avoynoisov gormu, that because of this happening to me right now, that someone is doing this, this negative something happening to me, is from my sins.
It's from what?
My own sins. Okay, now remember, we last week we learnt the mitzvah of oinas devarim, yeah, of insulting people and speaking badly, right? Speaking insultingly to people, and one of the aspects of this was you're not allowed to be like Eeyore's friends, mm-hmm. yeah. Right, Eeyore's friends said to him that all this bad stuff that's happening to you because you know, there's a tzaddik gets such pain and such suffering. Nah, your chatoim, your sins have caused all this suffering to come on you. Okay, you're not allowed to say that to someone. Okay, you're not allowed to say it to someone. Sefer HaChinuch is explaining. He's not saying your sins have caused you. He's saying this is the theory. This is a theory of why anything bad or good happens to a person. If it's good, it's because my mitzvahs have caused. If it's bad, it's because of my averus. Right? As the Gemara says, that Yisurim Bola Adam. If a person has suffering comes upon him, Yifashvesh B'maisav. He has to analyze your ways. You have to analyze it. We have to analyze our ways. Yeah, because, as another Gemara says, Ein hanachash memis, the snake does not kill. Was it Rav Ashi? I don't remember. One of the sages of the Gemara were approached because there was a snake which was going around killing and biting many, many people in the town. It was causing a lot of agmas nefesh, a lot of pain and suffering to the people of this town. And so they came to the Rav, and they said, what can you do? Can you help us out? He went to the pit where the snake lived. He stuck his ankle out over the pit, and the snake came up and bit him, and died. The snake died. He threw the snake over his shoulder, and brought the snake back into the base of Medrash, and everyone was shocked. What happened? What's going on? The snake bit you? That? And he responded that Ein ha-nachash memis. Yeah, the nachash does not kill. The snake does not kill. Ela ha-chet memis. Sin is what kills. Yeah, he knew about himself. He didn't have any sin. If you don't have any sin, there's no cause. There's no cause for a person to die unless there's sin. Okay, so anything that happens to you, Yusurin Bola Adam, that a person experiences and goes through suffering, Yifash Beish B'Maisav, you have to analyze our ways and try to work out what we did wrong, right? Because Avoinoisav Garmu, Vahashem Yisbarach Gozar Alav Bekach, the sin or the mistakes that he made is what causes the suffering to come on him, and it's only coming from Hashem. V'lo yashis machshavosav linkoy mimenu, and chas v'shalom, you should not put your thoughts into taking revenge for it. Ki hu eino sibus rasei, because that's not even the cause of it. You're now going to take revenge against this guy. That's not why this bad thing happened to you. This guy didn't do anything wrong. Well, it's not his cause. That's not where it's coming from. It's coming from Hashem. Ki ha'avon hu ha'masaviv. The cause is your mistake, is your sin. V'oid nimtza. And also we find, b'mitzvah ta'eles rav lahashbis riv. We find a very, very great benefit to settle any disputes. Lahavir hamshatmos milev b'nei adam. And to remove whatever bad feelings from the hearts. Uviyoy shalom bein anoshim, yase Hashem shalom lehem. And when there is peace among people, then Hashem will cause even more peace for them.
By the way, your talk, this is, yesterday your talk, you said this is one pasuk, said about donkey, you said this is allowed to hate. But in this case, hate, it means why I hate him. Somebody hate right. me because of me. But this
who is
who is actually, if somebody hate me, it means something happened with me. Something wrong with me,
or something wrong with him.
Something, you, from your perspective,
yeah,
something is wrong with you.
Okay, if somebody hurt me, even...
From your perspective, something is wrong with you. Okay. Right? We know that when Klal Yisrael, when the Jewish people went down to Mitzrayim, and they were enslaved in Mitzrayim, right? Why were we enslaved in Mitzrayim? So you could say, because Pharaoh was a Russia. Pharaoh was evil, right? And he just enslaved us. But we know that that was a Gezerah from Hashem. Hashem decided that we are going to be going down to Mitzrayim, right? Yodaya Teda, Kigayim, to you, Beretz Leil, yeah? That you should know that you, that it was a Gezerah. It was a decision from Hashem that we should be enslaved. In which case, why was Pari punished? He was just carrying out the Shlichus, he was just carrying out the mission of Hashem. Right? The Jewish people are supposed to be enslaved. So Pari was... So why should Pari be punished?
Because he had free will. He didn't have to be the agent.
So that's how we explain it. We explain that Pari did not have to be the agent. He didn't have to be the shliach. He didn't have to be the one to carry it out. So he's got his own problem. But from our perspective, that's our problem. His problem is not my problem. Our problem is our own problem. We are supposed to go down to Mitzrayim. That's it. We're supposed to be enslaved. Whoever we're supposed to be enslaved by, it doesn't make a difference. We're supposed to be enslaved.
Yeah.
Parrot, that's his own cheshbon. He's got his own accounting he's got to do. Yeah, so something happens to you. Yeah, it could be that guy's wrong. But there's nothing to do with me. From my perspective, what I did, the fact that it's happening to me means that I am deserving of it. The fact that he's the one that carries it out, okay, that's his own problem. He's got to deal with that. He'll get his own punishment for that. But the fact that it's happening to me, that's all I have to worry about. And the reason why it's happening to me, as the Sefer HaKinuch says, is nothing happens to you if it ain hanachash memis. The snake doesn't kill. Sin is the cause of problems. Is the cause of suffering. Rahman al-Islam. Yeah. Okay. There's a couple of very nice bits of from Mesillas Yesharim and Orchas Tzadikim about Nekama and about how we're supposed to change the Nekama into positive feelings and understand it. So there's that, or alternatively we can go into some of the details about the more practical nitty gritty of the mitzvah of Nekama. What should we do? What would you rather do? The Musa aspects, well, Richard, what do you say?
Can we do both?
Can we do both?
If
okay, well, let's start. Well, we'll go in order over here. Well, let's see how we go. Okay, the Mesillas Yesharim says like this: Gam hasina v'hanakima kashim ma'aid v'shimalit mimenim leiv hoysol. Asher livnei adam. Yeah, hatred and revenge are very, very difficult for us to escape from with our sort of spiteful heart that we have. It's very, very difficult. Ki ha'adam margish ma'oid be'al b'inoisav u'mitztaya tzar godol. Because a person feels very, very much, he's very sensitive to embarrassment and shame and the wrongdoing that comes to him, and it hurts. V'anekama loy masuka midvash. This is what we quoted at the beginning. Yeah, the nekama, this revenge, is masuka midvash. Is so sweet. It's sweeter than honey. Ki hi menuchasai levada. Because this is the only way to settle that balance and to get that menucha, to settle down and calm ourselves down by taking revenge and getting back at the person. Al Kain. Therefore, l'sheyiyeh b'koychoy la'azoiv ma shetivoy machriach oisoy v'yavir amidoisov. When a person, or if a person, has the koyach, the strength, the ability to leave it behind, to overcome his natural instinct, which urges him, and to give up on that. And he doesn't hate back the person who showed him hatred, and he doesn't take revenge at a time where he's able to take revenge, and he doesn't bear the grouch. Ella, rather, and rather he forgets, he just completely wipes it away and forgets it, and he removes it from his heart as if it never was. Chazak ve'amitz hu. It is a tremendous, tremendous thing. V'hu kal rak l'malachi asharis. She'in b'neihem amidois halalu. And this is very easy for angels to do. Yeah, angels don't have these midas. They don't have these character traits. They don't have principles. Loi el sheikhnei batechemar asher ba'afar yisoidam. However, people who live in the world of form and are made up of their foundation is in dust, yeah, are not like that. Meaning, people have these character traits, and we're not like angels. Amnam, however, gezeres melachi. Having said that, it's a gezera from Hashem. Yeah, Hashem has told us that you're not allowed to take revenge. V'hamikrois goluyim berhetiv, and the cases are very, very obvious. Einam tzrichim perush, we don't need to explain them. Lois sisna sechicha b'vavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. Lois sikoim v'lois sitoyes b'nei amecha, do not take revenge, do not bear a grudge against your people. V'inyon hanakima v'anatira yudua, and the subject of revenge and grudges is very known. Dahainu, nakima. Taking revenge is lemanea mehetiv lemisha loy rotzaleitiv loy oy shehera loy kva. There to hold back from doing kindness to someone who did not want to do kindness to you, or someone that did something bad to you. Vanatira and bearing grudges lahazkir beishu meitiv is to remind at the time you actually are doing good, to remind to the person, lemisha heirolei, the person that did bad to you, eiza zikorin min harasha osalei, whatever bad he did to you. Ulufi, and seeing as, shayetza hoylechu martiach es halev, seeing as the yetzahara goes and boils the heart, boils the blood, umavakesh tomid lo niach, the pachis eiza reshem, and he tries always to place at least some sort of imprint or some sort of memory of what happened. Vim lo yuchal lash zikaron gadol. Yeah, if he's unable to give a very great memory, he'll at least do something. Yishtadl lash zikaron mat. He'll try to leave behind a little remnant in our heart. Yoima derech mashal adam. Okay, so essentially the Mesillas Yesharim is saying that this the natural inclination is that we take revenge. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to. Right? This is a decree of the Melech. Right? The Melech said, the king said, you're not allowed to take revenge. Yeah, we're not allowed to take revenge. We have to turn that into love. We have to, right, as we saw the end of the pasuk, we have to turn that around and turn it into love. The Aruch HaTzadikim says like this, Ve'ata, Ben Adam, you, humanoid, Ayin al Atzmacha, put your eye on yourself. Yeah, do some introspection. Ve'hisrachek min ha'achzarius, and distance yourself from cruelty. Ach, rather, tirachem al inyon, al aniyim ve'vyoinim, should have rachmanas, you should have mercy on poor people and destitute ones, ve'yiyu aniyim b'nei beischa, and poor people should be members of your household. Ve'omu rabbi seinu zecharin v'racha, Chazal say, ve'nosan l'cha rachmim v'rachamecha v'hirbecha, and I will give you mercy, and I'll mercy you, and you will increase. Kol hamarachim al abrios, anyone who is merciful about with the creatures, with the creations, marachim alav in hashemayim, then that comes right back to you. It comes right back to you. What goes around comes around. If you have rachmanos on other people, then Hashem will have rachmanos on you. If you judge people favorably, Hashem will judge you favorably, right? As we saw by Tzedek Tishbei. Therefore, al tisalik me'alecha harachimim. Do not remove rachimim from yourself. Rather, you should guard yourself very well from the trait of cruelty. And Shlomo Melech says, pen titein lacherem hoitchav sinascha lachzari. Vehizoher min hanakama hayotzeis min achzarius, and the Torah warns us and prohibits us from taking the revenge which comes from achzarius, which comes from cruelty. Ach im tirtzali noke meivecha, if you want to take revenge from your enemies, toisif mailis toves, you should focus on their good traits. Seilech b'darchi yisharim, and go in the way of straight people, u'v'zeh tinoke misenacha, and that is the way that you will take revenge. How do you take revenge from a person? What's the way? The way to settle that balance of that fire burning and bubbling up inside of you, that the miscarriage of justice, is become a better person. Tain ayin alecho, ayin al atzvacha. Look at yourself. Put your eye on yourself. Be have the rachmanus, have that mercy. That's the way to get over this. Not because I'm better than you. Again, it's not I'm better than you. I'm able to rise above it, and you can't. No, to leave it behind. To leave it behind. Leave it behind. It's coming from Achzarius, according to the Aruch HaTzadikim. It's coming from a place of cruelty. This cruelty, this principle is cruel. It's just cruelty. It's, you did one, I want to get one up. I'm going to get back at you. That's cruelty. Rather, to rise above it, to be Moisif Mailois Toivois, V'Seilech B'Darchi Yisharim, go in the straight way, in the good way. This guy's being cruel to you. Don't be cruel back. Don't take revenge. Rather, be a tzaddik back.
But why is this talking about revenge? It means revenge is bad, but somebody who did something wrong for you is not bad. This is kind of not symmetrical idea. It is first one did not give you a shovel, it's fine. But if I did not give you a bag, it's wrong.
No. Akadi, yeah. You're stuck on the other person.
Yeah.
Nope. You're stuck on the other person.
Yeah.
I remember you did this once before as well. Forget about the other person. They've got their own cheshbon. They've got their own account.
Yeah.
We're not focusing on them. Yes, they're wrong. They should not. They should lend shovel. Yes.
For my perspective, I'm talking about general.
Why is he not lending you your shovel? Why is he not lending you his shovel? Not because he's wrong. Because you did something wrong, right? As we saw
this aspect I understand. I do some, but this is all we talk about how wrong to be. But we don't say anything why people do something wrong.
It doesn't matter. That's not for me.
No, but
focus on you. You should not do something wrong.
But this is Torah prohibition. Do some.
Yes, pesayach teftach. You should open your hand to help people.
But Torah doesn't say anything about somebody who did wrong.
Yes, it does.
What?
Pesayach teftach. You have to surely open up your hand to help people. If that's the example, not lending the shovel, you have to lend the shovel. It's a mitzvah. It's called chesed. Called tzedakah. And if he didn't do chesed, or you did not, not him, it's not him. That's his own cheshbon, that's his business.
He didn't do anything wrong.
If you did not do chesed, yes, that's another one. Mm-hmm. There's another three or four books of these. And that's not all of the mitzvahs, Pein Olam Chaveri. They're all included. We're not focusing on that now. We're focusing on one aspect of our own avoda, our own work that we have to do.
Okay.
Not someone else's work.
No, but it's reality is a difficult.
It'll be you someday, and you'll learn about that mitzvah, how it pertains to you, not the mitzvah how it pertains to someone else.
It means if somebody did something wrong 100 times, I still should be kind 100 times back.
Yep. How does this help? How is this the greatest revenge? How is this the greatest revenge? By you. Yeah. This is the way that you take revenge against your enemy or against the person that hates you. Ki hu mitztaya al midoscha toiv v'al shemecha toiv, because this guy is going to be feeling very, very upset about your unbelievable midas, that he can't get you worked up. He can't get you worked up. And everything he tries to do to work you up, it's not working. And your great name, that everyone holds you in high esteem. V'yis'abel b'shamay shemecha hatoiv. And he's going to be mourning over when he hears anything good about you. Yeah, that's revenge.
But
that's
that,
revenge.
You know,
kindness to revenge
sort of
to the cruelty.
That's sort of another.
That's okay.
It's a bit different. It's
you
interesting.
You know what I mean? If your goal is
no, that's not the goal. That's not the goal. But he's saying this should in your eyes it should be this is masik midvash. This is sweeter midvash. This is sweeter than honey. If this is what you need, you know, this type of revenge, yeah, sweeter than honey, is better than the other types of revenge. Aval, however, imtase maisim michorim, but if you do actions which are not nice, which are dirty, unpleasant, oz yismach sinacho al kloincho v'cherpascho, then the other guy is going to be so happy. I got him worked up. It worked. Yeah. Kids, they try to work each other up. If the kid is not, if the other person is not responsive, they go ahead, we go away. Yeah, they leave him alone because it's not fun. But when they see that they get a reaction out of it, now they're having fun. The hine whom is nakim b'cha, and then this guy is actually taking revenge on you.
But this is kind of idea, this famous Christianity idea. If somebody hit you,
turn the other
one
cheek.
Side, you need to show you another side to hit again.
No.
It's not the same?
No. That's not Jewish.
So here's a question.
I'm so sorry, Richard. I think Mrs. Steinberg had his hand up first.
Go ahead. This is some years ago. My then bus driver was saying that someone was angry at him and about something or other, and
was it about something?
Try to try to cuss him out, and my bus driver was being pleasant to him, which made him even more angry because he wanted to get him angry, but he wasn't but he wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
Okay. Oh, so let's say you have a situation where Reuven on this side, Reuven asks Shimon for the. So let's say you're Reuven.
I'm Peretz, actually.
Okay. So
Peretz
is here.
Does not work.
Yesterday he asked Reuven for a sickle. And Reuven didn't give him the sickle. So he asked Levi, the neighbor on the other side, Levi gave him a sickle. So the next day, both of them come to Peretz and say, can I borrow your shovel? He has one shovel. Is there any thought that, well, maybe I should give to the guy that lent, you know, if I have the one shovel, I should give it. Or I'm thinking apropos of the helping your adversary's donkey before you help your friend, you know. Would there be any, what would
you presumably, I mean, this is, there's an implication from the love, from the mitzvah's leisase, the negative commandment of not taking revenge, is an implication that you have to actually try to remove that grudge as well. So if you have an opportunity to remove it and get rid of it, then great. I would say that that's what you should go for. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get to a place where v'yahav t'lerecha kamecha. If you've still got those feelings, then that's a negative thing.
Ideally,
I would say probably you should give it to the person that did not lend it to you, to Reuven. However, if there is any chance that you feel like you would do it in a negative way, and you would say, probably better to
Take care of the guy that helped you.
Okay. Not to.
Makes sense.
Okay, I think we're gonna. Sorry, Akadi. I know you would be happy to learn all day. And there's more. Okay, we have more for next time.
Yeah.
The next time.
This book is exactly English, the same as Hebrew, one.
That's translated. This is just translation. This is the source, Hebrew. This is a translation of the Hebrew. Mm-hmm. And this is a summary.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's available in an English Israeli bookstore?
No.
No?
It's not available in any bookstore.
What? There is. But it's official prints or not?
You can call this number and you can get him to send them to you from Israel.
To send email?
Yeah. Or the email address.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. This printed in Israel?
Yeah.
But it's not allowed to sell anywhere?
No, they didn't. It's not been distributed. They don't distribute it. They don't sell.
Not commercially.
It hasn't been commercial, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not commercial. Okay.
I didn't see it on the New York Times bestseller list. Unfortunately.
What is last day?
Tomorrow.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm leaving. I'll be here Shachris tomorrow. I won't be here Mincha.
Directly fly to London?
Yeah.
His family is ready?
My family?
Yeah.
Here or my family over there?
No.
Family over there? Yeah.
To pack everything?
Ready to go.
Oh.